Buonasera. Vi ringraziamo per aver scelto di volare con Phil Henry Air. Voleremo ad un'altitudine di 30.000 piedi e cappuccino. Il volo di stasera offrirà Al Pacino e devo inoltre annunciare che Mafia.
Hi, Phil Henry here at 1-800-449-8686. Checked in with the guys at my friend's place. We're doing about... What do you... I think we're doing about 3,000 a day on CD sales, which is very good. I'm thrilled. So I think since our initial 10 Gs last Saturday, we're probably at around $20,000-$25,000 money raised for my friend's place. When we talk about selling the Best of the Phil Henry Show 1999 CD this year titled Communism is Neat. See, our first one was called Still on the Air because most people thought we'd be off the air inside of a year. And then our second one was Chilling Day for Talk Radio because there was an interesting quote about talk radio in the newspaper the last year. Well, forget it. Anyway, we named it that and that's what we named it. So we figured that, you know, each year... In selling the compact disc, people might get the idea that we're pocketing some of the money, and we're not. We don't keep any of this money. All of the money goes to my friend's place, which is a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Los Angeles. And that has national ramifications, I think, because most of the kids that are being helped on the streets by my friend's place are kids who are not from Southern California. They come from everywhere. They come from back east, the Midwest. They want to come to Hollywood. They want to be movie stars. In the meantime, they're scouring garbage cans for something to eat. So, you know, you don't quite, it didn't quite happen. The first couple of days in town, they didn't get a screen test. Whoop, look out. They're living in a tunnel underneath the Hollywood Bowl. They're not appearing at the Hollywood Bowl. They're living in a tunnel under the Hollywood Bowl that leads to the parking structure there across Highland. So funny how those things work out that way, right? Just before you get your big break, you're eating out of the bottom of a Dipsy dumpster. So what they do at my friend's place is they give these place kids a place to clean up and et cetera, so on and so forth. The AIDS counseling, job counseling, a place to use a telephone, a place to get some computer training, and a new resource center that has opened up at Hollywood and the Hollywood Freeway. These are great people, and we're very happy to make sure that all of the money that we raise from the sale of our CD goes to these fine people at my friend's place who we've been associated with for 3 years. Coming up on Thursday night, we will be at the Block at we'll be at the at GameWorks at the Block in Orange. Pardon me, but that is one of the most awkward names of a place. GameWorks at the Block at Orange, not GameWorks on the Block at Orange. GameWorks at the Block at Orange, and that's Orange, and that's at the 5 and 22 on City Drive. So we'll be at GameWorks at the Block at Orange Thursday night at 8 o'clock for our second Best of the Phil Henry Show 1999 CD signing. Come on out. You can buy the CD, and I will sign it for you. I'll autograph it, personalize it. You can get a picture taken if you'd like. That's always fun. People come out. They sit down and get a picture. Whatever you'd like to do, I'm very happy to do for you, just so we can make the money that we do for my friend's place. So our second signing will be tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, at GameWorks, at the Block at Orange. That's the 5 at the 22 on City Drive. GameWorks is a very cool place, kind of an adult video emporium. Mike, you and Renee spend a lot of time at those joints. I don't get out of the house much anymore. We got kids, okay? So forget it. My freewheeling days are over. But you and Renee are still living like you're 16. You go over there? You go to Dave & Buster's, too, out of the Ontario Mills, don't you? So you make the rounds all those joints. Which is better, GameWorks or Dave & Buster's? Well, tomorrow night it's going to be GameWorks because we're going to be there. So anyway, GameWorks at the Block at Orange off 5 and the 22 on City Drive tomorrow night. We certainly hope we'll see you there. And like I said, we've made a nice piece of change on our internet sales as well. So if you don't care about getting the thing autographed, that's perfectly fine. Go to philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com and order it online directly from our website. $23.50 if you order it online. Why is that? There's a thing called shipping and handling, as I'm sure you're aware. So the CD is $20 and $3.50 for shipping and handling. That's if you go over to our website. Hope to see you tomorrow night. It'll be fun. It's our third annual Christmas Eve signing. Now, the big news today, at least the big news that I saw today, and I haven't heard a lot of people talking about it, but I have heard some of the sports talk stations obviously dealing with it, is this guy John Rocker, the New York, or of the Atlanta Braves, making the comments that he did to Sports Illustrated. Now, I don't know when he made the comments. I guess that Sports Illustrated's weekly edition is on the newsstand today, and perhaps this was part of their advanced press release. In any event, these comments made news today. John Rocker, long a favorite of New York Met fans because of some comments that he had made during the playoffs, has, according to Associated Press painted a bullseye on his uniform after bashing New Yorkers, particularly Mets fans of the city and its residents, in this week's issue of Sports Illustrated. Rocker says, quote, imagine taking the number 7 train to Shea Stadium looking like you're in Beirut, and you're sitting next to some kid with purple hair, next to some queer with AIDS, right next to some dude who got out of jail for the fourth time, right next to some 20-year-old mom with 4 kids, Rocker said. He says it's depressing. The left-hander stirred controversy during the National League playoffs in October by calling New York fans stupid and a tired act before the Mets arrived in New York. That made him a target of Mets fans in the 3 games played at Shea Stadium. Continuing his tirade against Mets fans, he said, nowhere else in the country do people spit at you, throw bottles at you, throw quarters at you, and, he said, make vulgar comments about your mother. Rocker, who said he would rather retire than ever play for a New York team, also slammed the city's diverse population. He said, quote, the biggest thing I don't like about New York are the foreigners. He said, you can walk an entire block in Times Square and not hear anybody speaking English. Asians and Koreans and Vietnamese and Indians and Russians and Spanish people and everything up there. How the hell did they get in this country? So says John Rocker, the Atlanta Braves. Mets spokesman Jay Horowitz said, we couldn't be happier that the Mets are located in Shea Stadium, in the greatest diverse city in the world. So those are the comments today, and these comments were met with such a disdain that the pitching coach of the Atlanta Braves predicts that John Rocker's career has ended, that he will not be able to recover because the public relations will be so bad it'll take his mind off of his pitching game, and so on and so forth. And those of you, you don't have to be a baseball fan, I don't think, to be familiar with things that have been said and done around the game. Marge Schott is a good example. With what did she say about Hitler? He was pretty good, and he was pretty good until he started that Jew thing. Was that what she said? He had some good ideas till he started putting Jews in the... Then he went a little goofy putting the Jews in the ovens, but up to that point, he wasn't such a bad guy. He had the Autobahn, and every time people talk about what a great guy Hitler is, they always bring up the Volkswagen. You ever notice that? Why, how about that Volkswagen, huh? You know, and if we're going to base it on that, I gotta agree. I got to say, well, you know, you're right. I had 3 Volkswagens. They were fantastic. Air-cooled engine. That trunk in the front, they were great. Never mind that they used slave labor to make the VW. I mean, I'm not going to kick. The hell do I know about that? I'm over here in America. It's a hell of a car. I got to tell you something. I don't mean to be talking out of school, but if that's the kind of workmanship I get out of slave labor, I say let's go for it. See, reinstitute slavery. Point I'm making, in all seriousness, is that I don't think there are too many things that this guy said, if anything at all, that most Americans disagree with when it comes to New York. When it comes to New York. I'm not saying that people... Now, yeah, he uses a pejorative with regard to gay people. He says, quote, some queer with AIDS. Not only is that a pejorative and a homophobic term, but it also reflects a probable misunderstanding of AIDS, because the guy's worried about a queer with AIDS sitting next to him. Well, you can't get AIDS just because some queer sat down next to you. But this guy's John Rocker of the Atlanta Braves. I don't know whether this guy's a brain surgeon or not. He's a baseball player, which, forgive me for saying, does not bode well for a potentiality of this guy scoring high on an IQ test. I don't think these guys are very bright. I don't know whether it's intelligence or maybe it's personality. They're not very personable guys, baseball players. Professional athletes aren't in general. If you've been around these guys at all, and I have personally, I've been around football players, basketball players, and baseball players, and with 3 or 4 exceptions, 3 or 4 guys that I've met who actually have personalities, most of them are real dullards. They're real dull creeps. They haven't got a lot going on in the personality department, which is not against the law. Nor is it racist, nor is it any reason to call for a man's career being ended. So I'm looking at these things that this guy Rocker said. He said, you sit next to a queer with AIDS, and then I don't like the foreigners. You realize that these comments that this man made, number one, most people probably will not find fault with in their honest time. Now, I hear a lot of lip service being paid to how he's a homophobe and how he's a possible racist and how he's a scum-sucking dog and everything like that. I don't agree with this guy, but I'll tell you right now, when it comes to New York City, how many people like that city who don't live there? How many people who have not traveled that much? Maybe they've been to New York 1 or 2 times. They don't live there. How many people actually like New York? The answer to that question is not too many. New York is not a favorite destination for most people because most people don't live in a city like New York, and it's a pretty tough town to swallow it all in one fell swoop. You go into that joint, man, there's a lot to do and a lot to see. You get your ass kicked a few times, like Levon Helm said in that movie. Then you leave, you come back, get your ass kicked once more. You leave and you come back, get your ass kicked. It takes about 5 times getting your ass kicked before you fall in love with New York. John Rocker, I think, has only had his ass kicked once. How many games did it take the Braves to leave that? What did the Mets take him out in? Was it a 7-game series, wasn't it? Anyway, what do you think of New York? And what do you think of what this guy said? And is what he said all that wrong? Even the some queer with AIDS line. And don't you really hate New York? And isn't what John Rocker said pretty much reflective of what most people think of the city of New York? And in point of fact, what most people feel about just about everything in general these days. They're tired of sitting on the A-train going through Beirut. They're tired of sitting next to some scumbag with scabs all over his face. They're tired of sitting next to some chick who's got 18 kids. She hasn't hit 20 yet. They're tired of trying to make themselves understood in their own country. In your own country, in the United States of America, you can't make yourself understood. At a gas station, at a convenience store, at a fast food stand. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. So anyway, we're talking about John Rocker, long a favorite of New York Met fans in terms of being a target. This guy has made a lot of derogatory statements about the city of New York. In Sports Illustrated this week, Rocker, who is a relief pitcher for the Atlanta Braves, okay, and one of the reasons why he's got such a problem with the city is because the Braves and the Mets are intense rivals in the National League East, and they've squared off more than a few times in the playoffs. So anyway, Rocker says that in New York, you get on the number 7 train to Shea, and you're sitting next to some kid with purple hair, some queer with AIDS, and some dude who looks like he got out of jail for the fourth time, right next to some 20-year-old mom with 4 kids, and nobody speaks any English, and you're sitting up there with Asians and Koreans and Vietnamese, like... He knows that Korea and Vietnam are in Asia, doesn't he? I don't know. Whether maybe he was misquoted. You're up there with Asians and Koreans and Vietnamese and Indians. I don't want to say that. But see, I'm not going to hold that against the guy. He's a baseball player. He's a baseball player. That's the trade-off. You get money. You are elevated to a pantheon of a demigod. You are respected by young people. You are interviewed and you are accorded a certain accolade or two. But let's not make any mistakes. You're a ball player and you haven't got a lot going for you in terms of understanding the world. One of the reasons is that most of these guys have got their rear ends powdered from the time they get out of, say, Little League all the way through to majors. Football players especially. These guys are from Pop Warner into high school, into college, and on into the pro ranks. Everybody's buying them dinner. They got everything taken care of. They are the most pampered. They are the most babied individuals in the world. Professional athletes. Don't make any mistake about it. Don't give me the song and a dance about how these guys got to ride the bus in the minors. Let me tell you about somebody. The guys like Rocker probably signed out of high school, got a nice big fat bonus check, probably bought a car for him, paid his way through school. This is how it works. How do I know? Because I know some guys got signed out of high school, went into Major League Baseball. They buy them a car. They pay for their college education. They give them money for their rent. If you got a little problem, well, you call up Big Daddy. He'll work it out for you. They get into trouble with the coppers, man. They smooth it over for them. All kinds of things go on from the time a guy is signed out of high school to the time he finally makes it to the big club. And this is not riding buses in the minors and eating stale sandwiches. This is like, you know, you may be playing for the Butte Copper Kings, but man, you're driving around in a brand new Explorer or something better. So while they're, tremendously famous people, these guys haven't got a, they don't have any real connection to life. But I could be wrong. Let me go to Los Angeles. Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, Phil, how you doing?
Good.
Listen, I think you're being a little bit hard on John Rocker.
How so, sir?
Well, I think, you know, what he said is true. I think that, you know, I mean, everybody's so politically correct right now. You're not supposed to say nothing about nobody, you know. But it's true. If you go to New York, I mean, I come from L.A., you know. I love living in L.A., and I don't think there's no better place to live in America, you know. But, I mean, you go to New York, that's what you're going to see. I mean, you're going to see some queer with AIDS, you know.
And what about using a word like queer? You know, as opposed to...
Well, I mean, what's wrong with that? You know, everybody said, if I live in America, you know, this is a place where you have constitutional right to free speech. I mean, if I want to call somebody a queer, or I want to call somebody a Jew, you know, or if I would never use the word, but let's say that I wanted to say, you know, somebody's a nigger or something, I should be allowed to say that guy's a nigger, you know? And
okay, all right, so you ought to be allowed to say those things, but are there not repercussions?
Hey, you know, I mean, you're the talk show host, okay? You know, you get to say whatever you want to say whenever you want to say it. Okay, this is my time now. You know what I'm saying?
Well, can I ask a question or two?
I call it spade a spade. You know, I mean, I'm just being very honest. I think what Rocker said is right on. You know, you don't want to sit down next to some queer, then you have a right to say that. You don't want to sit down next to a nigger, you have a right to say that.
Okay, I'm going to ask you not to say those words anymore. Okay, I particularly the N-word is upsetting me. You understand?
That's what I'm talking about, though. See, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, like, being censored.
No, there is such a thing, while articulating what your point of view may or may not be, there is such a thing as a certain level of sensitivity.
No, the sensitivity, man, is that these people are too sensitive to the truth, you know? You said it, like, everybody in America knows. If you go to New York, you're going to be involved in a town where, you know, everybody's on welfare. A lot of people are living on the street. You know, a lot of people are queer or gay or whatever you want to say. You know, there's a lot of Mexicans, there's a lot of blacks, you know. Why do I got to be so sensitive to people that I don't know or care about, you know? And so, and the other thing he said...
Why do you need to be sensitive about people you don't know or care about is because you live in the same country with them.
Yeah, but I'm making my statement right now, you know. You keep butting in, you keep telling me what to say, you know. I mean, that's the whole problem with talk radio. You can't say nigger, you can't say queer.
All right, you hold on, pal. I'll give you all the time you need, all right? I got to take a break here. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Minasama, 本日はフィル・ヘンドリーエアをご利用いただき、誠にありがとうございます。この飛行機は地上3万フィートを飛行してまいります。また通信本日機内ではゴジラを用意しております。またパールハーバ
ー。 Phil Henry here, 1-800-449-8686. So, this gentleman, at least in Los Angeles, we're talking about John Rocker, who's a relief pitcher of the Atlanta Braves, and went on at a little bit of a tirade in Sports Illustrated referring to the city of New York and its residents in such ways as this. You're sitting next to a queer with AIDS. You're next to some dude who got out of jail. You're sitting next to a woman who's had four kids. She's not even 20 years old. A whole bunch of Asians, a whole bunch of Koreans, a whole bunch of Vietnamese, Indians and Russians and Spanish people. You're not hearing any English being spoken. You're walking through Times Square, no English. And the people are calling your mother all these names, and it's just a vulgar place. Now, all I hear, you know, today from people is this guy's a racist. And you're saying, sir, that he's not.
No, I don't think he's a racist. I mean, what did he say that was racist, you know?
What about the whole comment about you're sitting next to some queer with AIDS?
Hey, that's the way it is, you know? That's the way it is.
What do you mean that's the way it is?
Well, I mean, you do. You sit next to some queer with AIDS, you know, some... I mean, why do I have to sit down next to some queer, you know, who's got AIDS?
You know you can't get AIDS just by sitting next to a guy.
I know you can't get AIDS by sitting next to him, you know, but, I mean, the point is, I shouldn't have to be sitting down next to... If I don't like sitting next to some queer, man, I ought to be able to say it, you know? And if I don't like sitting next to a nigger, I ought to be able to say that.
He didn't say anything about that. You keep using that word. He's talking about foreigners, okay?
No, but, I mean... What they're saying is you can't talk the way you want to talk. I'll tell you something about myself, Phil. I come from L.A. You know, I want to be a police officer someday, LAPD, you know. That is like one of the fondest dreams that I have, okay?
Right. You want to be a cop with attitudes like that.
What attitude do I got, man? I mean,
the attitude that you have, if you want to call a guy this name or that name.
I'm not saying I'm going to. I'm saying that in America, you want to have the right to do that, right? Just because I happen to have the courage to speak my mind, you know, and just because I happen to be different from most people. I mean, among my circle of friends, okay, I have a lot of people that I grew up with at Monterey Park, you know, and some people I went to high school with. You know, my circle of friends, they consider me to be, you know, pretty outspoken. I mean, I'm like very, very upfront, okay? I don't hold no punches.
You're in people's face, is that it? Or, I mean, you know, there's one thing about being honest, there's another thing about being tactless and being hurtful and being hateful. And for no reason whatsoever.
Well, it's not that there's no reason whatsoever. These people were throwing stuff at this guy, man, so he made a comment about him, you know? And it doesn't make any difference, man. There's nothing in the Constitution of the United States. Do you see anything in the Constitution of the United States that says you can't say what you want to say unless it's tasteful?
Well, there is definitely things in...
Do you see anything in the Constitution that says you can't say nothing unless it's tasteful?
No, there's nothing in the Constitution that says you can't speak your mind unless it's tasteful. No, you're right. But there are certain laws that cover breaking the law, as in yelling fire in a crowded theater.
I'm not talking about that, man. I'm talking about, you know, what I'm talking about basically is saying what I feel, you know. And New York is a toilet, and everybody who's ever been there knows it's a toilet, and the people there are on welfare. And they got all these burned out, crappy neighborhoods there. Like, if you've ever been to the Bronx, you know what I'm talking about. It's like a toilet bowl up there. And they do have all these, three people who got AIDS. And they got these dudes, everybody who lives up there got AIDS. You know, and they got some queer sitting next to you, man, with AIDS. It is a toilet, you know. I've been there. And I've seen that. And people got the attitude. And I think that what John Rocker said...
So basically what you're saying is that John Rocker is speaking the mind of all Americans when he says that New York is like Beirut.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. John Rocker is speaking... He's saying what I'm saying, that New York is like some kind of Blade Runner future, you know? It's just a big... It's scary up there. And the reason why he said what he said is because they got treated the way that they did when they went to New York. You know, they were talking about...
What about this comment where he says that you go to Times Square, you don't hear anybody speaking English. There are a bunch of Asians, Koreans, and Vietnamese, and Indians, and Russians, and Spanish people. Now, I'm going to take a shot here and take a wild guess. Do you come from America?
Yeah, I come from America.
Are you Mexican-American?
Yes, I am. And that's got nothing to do with it.
So, in other words, your family came here from another country.
That's got nothing to do with it, man. My family came here and made their way, okay? I'm not like some scumbag hanging out in a...
I didn't say you're a scumbag. I'm just saying that you happen to be a guy who is the son of recently arrived immigrants to this country, correct?
I'm saying to you that I'm not some dirtbag hanging around in Times Square, man, not able to speak English or anything like that, you know? I'm not some dirtbag Korean or Vietnamese or something like that.
What's the difference between being Mexican-American and Vietnamese? I mean, you're either an immigrant or...
Well, because the Vietnamese, man, that come from a country and that we had a war with, man, you know?
And what difference does that make whether we had a war with Vietnam? A lot of people think that there's even more reason for us to take those people in. What?
I'm just speaking my mind, man. See, and you'll get all pissed off about it. That's the problem with America, man. There's no free speech in this country. Everybody gets pissed off if you speak your mind. And that's what's wrong with this country. I mean, you know, I mean, you get, if you speak your mind, you call somebody a queer.
Yeah, I got it. If you speak your mind and you call somebody some names, everybody gets upset. Well, you know what? People will get upset. That's called having an emotional response. Rialto on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello, Rialto.
Yes, sir. Hi, yeah.
Yeah.
Is Los Angeles still there?
I'm still here, yeah.
I'm a truck driver, and I go to New York like every week, you know, and I've come to L.A. and out here. As far as the language and the foreign languages and stuff go, everybody in New York will say hi to you and speak and smile. It ain't like out here where they act like if you don't speak their language, you're not anything. As far as Atlanta goes, it ain't much better. That's East L.A.
What you talking about? I mean, L.A. is like the best city in America.
Then you ain't never been to another one.
Well, yeah, I have. I went to Houston, Texas. I've been to Dallas, Texas. What's so funny about that, man? What's so funny about that?
Anyway,
I mean, I've been to a lot of different
Rocker's
cities.
Rocker's a racist,
know?
And he's always been a racist. You can tell that by the way he played baseball.
Well, why do you say he's a racist? I mean, the guy obviously doesn't like foreigners.
He don't like black people because he throws at them.
He throws at black players?
Watch some of his games.
Uh-huh. Does he throw he throws directly at black ball players?
Yeah, or anybody. He doesn't really care.
Dude, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. That man,
yeah,
never happened, man. That's never happened.
But,
where are you from, man?
Well, right now I live in Texas, but that not have anything to do with it.
Yeah, I just want to know how many big times have you been to?
I go to one every. I mean, I just left L.A.
Have you been to Atlanta?
Oh yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That's a beautiful city, man.
Yeah,
beautiful.
It really is. It's 5,500 square miles of ghetto. It's really a beautiful city.
Atlanta, man. Have you ever been up to Buckhead, man? Been to some of the nightclubs, and have you been sent to some of the floor shows?
I've been there.
That's it. You never been up to some of the nice places that they have.
Yeah, okay.
You got to check it out, man.
Yeah. You know,
I live in Atlanta. Atlanta's not exactly 155 square miles of ghetto. I mean, it does have some beautiful neighborhoods. Maybe you're just talking about the city. But, I mean, this isn't really
about,
we're not really talking about whether or not Atlanta is a great place. Maybe we're not even talking about whether New York. It's whether John Rocker has the right to say what he said.
Yeah,
no, he don't have the right to say it because I don't believe he's ever on the 7 train. What do you think?
Well, in other words, the man doesn't have the right to say that New York's like Beirut.
No, because it's not. And he's never been to Beirut, so how would he know about Beirut?
Well, I have to disagree. I think that John Rocker has the right to express his opinion in the United States of America. Yeah, and you do too.
Yeah, I know. If I told you what I thought about L.A., you wouldn't like that either. But
Go ahead, Go ahead, tell me what you think about L.A.
No.
You're not going to hurt my feelings.
No, that's
no, the man. The man's being polite, okay? And obviously, John Rocker,
he don't have a right to go put down a bunch of people in a city whether they're Mets fans or anything else. And I'm not a Mets fan. I really don't like them at all. I really used to be a Dodgers fan, but I'm getting out of that too, as far as baseball goes.
Well, I'll tell you,
I've been on the 7 train, and I didn't see what he saw, so I can't understand how he's seen it.
Well, what are you talking about, man? You ain't seen something like some dude who's got purple hair?
Yeah.
What are you talking about, man? I've seen it all the time.
In L.A.?
Well, when have you been in the 7 train? Where do you see that?
I see it in L.A. If we got it in L.A., they must have it in New York, you know?
No, they don't have it in New York. You know, New York's got to be a pretty clean place. They got a mayor up there called Giuliani that has a tendency to kind of slap some people around every once in a while when they need it. But it sure made a difference in L.A. and in New York, and it would probably make a difference in L.A.
Well, so you're saying that New York is better than L.A.?
Oh, much better.
Oh,
I'd rather go
man,
there 2-1.
Oh, dude, you're crazy, man.
Well, the guy's been to both cities. He's been to both cities.
In fact, I've got a load of produce on right now, or part of a load of it. That's where it's going to.
Where's it?
The Bronx and New York.
The produce that you have right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, see? It's going from California?
It's going to take me 3 days to get it on the truck because I've got to sit around and wait out here because I don't speak Spanish, and the Spanish guy gets to go first. And that's all right because I'll get my load on. But when I get up there, they're glad to see me, and they take it off the truck. And it ain't like out here I don't have to pay to have somebody do it.
Well, what are you talking about, man? Don't they have no guys up there to get the load off?
Yeah. When I get up there, all I have to do is back up to the dock. Out here, it's play games everywhere you go.
Well, that's because my people work really hard, man. Why don't you get out of the truck and help them put that stuff on there yourself, you know?
Yeah, okay.
Get out of the truck and help them load that stuff on yourself.
You know, a lot of what you're saying may have to do with the unions they have in New York, which are pretty strong. And the minute you know, the unions, you know, they got the stevedores and whatever the hell, dock workers and all that stuff. They got
Did you hear about the fish market that used to have all that crap that you're hearing about?
They had the mob infiltration anymore. There, yeah, but they still, it's a strong union city, isn't it?
Man, I think you ought to get out of your truck and help load that stuff yourself, man.
Yeah, okay.
Don't touch nothing in New York.
You ought to get out of your truck, man. Unload that damn thing.
Okay. Thanks for your call.
Yes, sir.
Good luck on your trip to New York.
Yeah.
Phil Henry's show here at 1-800-449-8686. There's a guy that thinks that people in New York are friendlier than people in L.A.
Well, I don't see it. I just don't.
Well, why not? You've never been there. You know, I'll tell you one thing. I spent a weekend in New York looking all around for the right train to take. I don't know where the hell it was I was going. I couldn't have found friendlier people. They were asking me where I needed to go and which train I should take and if they could be of more assistance.
Man, that's so much bull, man. I mean, you know, everybody knows New York is like a toilet bowl.
And everybody doesn't know that, and maybe you ought to go there first and find out, okay?
Well, I got the right to say it's a toilet bowl even if I've never been there. That's my constitutional right to say New York's a toilet bowl even though I've never been there.
Yes, you're right. That's your constitutional right to be ignorant is what you're saying.
That's correct, man. And, you you got a lot to learn, man.
Yeah, okay. Just so I'm clear, it's your constitutional right to be an idiot, and I got a lot to learn. That's good. Phil Hendry here, 1-800-449-8686. Show 1-800-449-8686. You still there, pal? Guy in L.A. there?
Yeah, I'm still right here, but I wanted to make a point about how freedom of speech...
All right, hold on. I don't want you making any points. I got to take another call, but you can make your points as we take the calls. We're talking about John Rocker, who is a pitcher for the Atlanta Braves. He says that New York's full of queers with AIDS and, chicks that... have too many kids by the time they're 20, and the place is a toilet bowl. Here is Ontario on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I'm not from Ontario. I'm just driving through Ontario.
Yes, ma'am. That's cool.
I don't know who this baseball player is. I'm not a fan.
He's a ball player. He's a ball player with the Atlanta Braves who has had a lot of things to say.
Yeah, I understand, but I don't know. I've never seen him on TV.
Yeah, he's been on the Atlanta Braves, and he was in the World Series, too.
Okay, but I just want to say a comment to the judge.
He's also he's not a bad ball player, too.
Okay, I just want to say a comment to the gentleman from Los Angeles.
Oh, yes, that's me.
Okay, that's you, and I don't mean to be rude, but...
That's okay, I
have just
you
been
see,
in...
You have the freedom of speech, you know, I'm not going to tell
I
you.
I know, okay, but if you let me speak, I'll tell you what I have to say.
Right.
I have just come from Los Angeles, downtown Los Angeles, to pick up some items that I'm taking now back to Palm Springs.
Right.
And you are saying that New York is a toilet bowl. Well, I personally have not been to New York, and I have no desire to go to New York. But you are stating, I mean, I'm driving through Los Angeles. I am freaked out. It is so scary. You're saying New York's a toilet bowl. Los Angeles doesn't look very good to me. And I don't know in what part of Los Angeles you live in.
I come from Monterey Park, okay?
Okay, but I'm just
like
saying,
that's the eastern part of L.A. City, you know? But
it's just, I would see there are just as many, I mean, you're saying, you know, not nice things about people, about someone who's gay with AIDS. You
right.
See that in Los Angeles. That's in Los Angeles.
What
you think Los Angeles is such a great city.
Hey,
you have
L.A.'s
an exact...
better than New York. L.A.'s been, have you ever been to New York?
No, sir.
Okay.
I'm not saying that.
Okay,
saying,
so you can't say,
not...
you know. I mean,
okay, hold on for a minute. Everybody, hold on. Hold on for a minute, because I've been to New York, all right? And
well, what do you think about it?
I think New York is a very exciting city. I've been to New York. I've said I got helped on the subway. I've never been mugged there. I've been to New York many times, and I've never had a problem with the city.
But
it's
I'm
got
not,
all kinds
but,
of crappy
but the thing is,
parts, and it, you're right, ma'am. It's there are scary sections to every city.
No, L.A. is beautiful. This lady, she doesn't know. She lives in Palm Springs.
Sir, it's beautiful to you because it's your home and you live there, okay? But someone who doesn't live there, like me, doesn't think it's beautiful.
Okay, so you want to sit next to a
from New York.
So you want to sit so you want to sit next to a queer on a train with AIDS and everything?
Sir, a gentleman who is gay and has AIDS, you know what?
Yeah. You
know
you
what? That doesn't bother me. And you know what bothers me?
What?
If we had police officers like you in our city, that would be scary to me.
We already do.
That's a cold shot, man. That's a cold shot.
What's a cold shot?
I'm sorry,
you said we already do.
You're a scary person.
Hey, what's scary about if I want to say that I don't want to sit next to no queer and I don't want to sit next to no nigger.
And you want to be a cop. What is wrong with you?
You know, I'm supposed to let you protect me. It's like, hello, you know, okay, I am not black.
What color
I am
you?
Not gay, but I would not let someone like you protect me. I would think I'd rather go out there and protect myself than have someone like you who would deliberately hurt someone probably because of their race.
Well, what color are you?
I'm white.
Then you got nothing to worry about.
Well,
that's great.
That shouldn't be the I am a person, and so is the gentleman next sitting next to you who's gay, who has AIDS. He's also a person. And you know what?
I don't want the guy rubbing up on me or nothing
sir,
like that, you know?
Well,
what if the guy rubs up on me and I get the HIV?
You cannot get AIDS by someone rubbing up against
Mr.
you.
Mr. Henry?
And you know what? I hope you don't have children and you're bringing them up with such narrow-mindedness in this world.
Mr. Henry?
What?
Do you think that a queer should be able to rub up on you and give you the HIV?
Sir,
what do you mean, give
no
me the
one
HIV?
Wants to rub up on you, sir.
Hey,
no one probably wants to rub up on you.
But
okay?
If I'm like in a bus or something and some queer comes on the bus and like gives me the HIV, then what's up with that, you know?
What are you, a jackass? What do you mean guy gets on the bus and rubs up against you?
Wants to rub up against you.
Well,
believe me.
Hey.
You know, I wouldn't want to rub up against you. The guy next to me would not want to rub up against you.
I bet you John Rocker would like to rub up against you, though. You and John Rocker get along real good.
You are like God forbid, you become a police officer and you have a gun in your hand.
Mr. Henry, you just called me queer?
I beg your pardon?
No, Mr. Henry called me queer.
I did not.
No, he did not.
You said that John Rocker
wanted
to rub up against me.
Yeah, well, excuse me.
Nobody would want to.
No, John Rocker probably would, but that's the only guy.
Oh, yeah. So, in other words, you think I'm queer as a $3 bill, then?
No, I didn't say that, did I?
You're definitely homophobic.
No,
there's no doubt. There's something wrong with you.
I have the right to say that, don't I?
You have the right, but you don't have the right to protect people. You don't have the right to be a police officer. I'll say that right now.
Have you ever been to Watts or South Central L.A.?
Are you talking to me?
Yes,
I was just. Where is Olympic and Soto? We're in downtown Los Angeles. I just came from there.
Olympic and Soto, man, that's pretty close to the L.A. corridor. That's pretty close to downtown, yeah.
Okay, I was just there. And guess
that's
what? All I do
down there. That is
I have my cell phone on. I make sure my phone's on, and I lock my door.
Wait a second. Olympic and Soto?
I don't make eye contact with anybody. I make sure I don't pull up to any curbs so no one could stick a gun.
No, wait a second. Olympic and Soto, that is beautiful down there.
No, it's not. It's scary, and I don't like how there's bars on the windows.
Yeah, I'll tell you something right now. There ain't no HIV at Olympic and Soto, I'll tell you that. Nobody's going to rub up against you with the HIV.
No one's going to rub up against you.
Nobody's going to rub up against you with the HIV at Olympic and Soto.
Where is that? I had to go pick up a product.
What was you picking up?
What difference does it make?
So I get it. So it's okay to come down there and pick up stuff that you need for your business, but you don't want to rub elbows with the people down there. That's very hypocritical, ma'am.
Sir, I'm not saying that, ma'am.
I am not prejudiced. You're being hypocritical because you go down there and get the stuff the people make, but you don't want to hang around with them and roll your window down and stuff like that.
You know what,
that's
sir?
Very sad,
because there's people like you.
That's very sad,
people
man.
Like you. Hey, you know, God forbid if I was black, that someone like you would be prejudiced against me. I certainly wouldn't be prejudiced against you. I am not black,
I already made that clear. I think you're very homophobic, though, and racist.
I am not.
God forbid you be black, you know.
What do you mean she's homophobic? You're the guy that's been saying you don't want to sit next to a quote queer because he'll rub up against you.
Yeah,
she's all racist and stuff, man. She's getting all racist on me now.
I'm not racist. You know what? You need to look at yourself in the mirror.
I ain't homophobic.
Hispanic. You are Hispanic. Okay? You are Hispanic.
What do you mean? God forbid, be black. What's wrong with being black?
I'm not. You're calling
you said
them.
That.
You're calling a black person a terrible name.
Okay, look.
You're not even listening any longer.
You're not listening to me.
You need to get off the phone and go make dinner.
I'm hypophobic, man. I'm not homophobic.
Phil Henry Show.
What?